This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend more time on rides and less time in line enjoying Walt Disney World. And be sure to use discount code NERDS2016 for 20% off. That's TouringPlans.com.
Gosh, you'd be goofy not to listen to the Disney Nerds Podcast, huh?
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 136 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome back. Well, this week is part two of Where to Relax in the Parks. If you listened last week, show number 135, we discussed some of the best locations in the Disney parks down in Florida of where you can kind of hang out and relax and get away from the crowds. Well, we only got through the Magic Kingdom and Epcot before we hit an hour, so we decided to do a part two, and that's tonight, part two. Before we get going, though, I want to introduce who's here with us tonight. And first we have Jimmy back again. Hey, Jimmy, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going? Go Tigers.
Go Tigers? What do you mean, Jimmy? What are you talking about?
LSU Tigers are in the middle of the SEC baseball tournament right now.
Roll Tide.
Oh, okay. There you go. We'll see what happens. I heard a Roll Tide.
The Tide did lose today.
Right. We also have on the show with us tonight again, Charlotte. Charlotte, how's it going?
It's going great, Ed. How are you, Jimmy?
I am fan-darn-tastic.
Awesome. Awesome. And also, last but not least, we have Sam with us again.
Hey, Sam. I'm back and excited to get going. I missed last week. I listened. It was a great episode. But I'm playing ice hockey up here in the north. So go Penguins. Come on.
Yeah, I know. They're surviving. It's pretty
Game
cool.
Game 7 very soon. By the time this airs, the result will be out. I'll either be very happy or, you know, focus back on Disney again.
You know what?
Or just a waste of money.
You know what they call ice hockey here? Water skiing.
Water skiing. I like that, too.
We don't have any ice.
When you're still playing hockey in late May or early June, it's a great season.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure, definitely. And before we go any further, Sam, a really good interview with Jim Korkus a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Jen's not here tonight, but that was a lot of fun. And if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it. Jim is awesome. And it's one of those times where you just ask a question and sort of listen for 20 minutes and get so much good information. I mean, come on, Ed.
Definitely.
Could you imagine in 1956 on a Saturday at 2 o'clock, if you decided to ride the Disneyland Railroad, Walt was driving the train.
Oh, I know.
The year after it was born. And Jim goes into those details. And that's something they just found recently. But that's just incredible.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Tonight, as we said, we're going to go into part two of Where We Can Relax at the Parks. And we've got the Hollywood Studios and the Animal Kingdom to talk about. And I think we're going to start with Hollywood Studios because, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to be spending a lot of time talking about it tonight. With so many walls up and so much construction going on, some of the spots I was going to talk about might not be around later on. So, well, we'll see what we get. Who wants to start out?
That's kind of an interesting comment because I think all of this that we talk about tonight and that you guys talked about last show is sort of a point in time reference for the summer of 2016 because this stuff changes so frequently and these little nooks and crannies, things change to them. But it's a great topic. Absolutely love it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's good to pass this knowledge on a little bit. And I've learned a couple different places from you guys last week, so... Okay, well, Sam, start us out. Where's a good place in Hollywood Studios you just kind of like to hang out?
You know, there's quite a few places in studios I love to hang out. And, of course, if you went out to Google right now and look for a place to hang out in Hollywood Studios, you're going to find the Streets of America, unless it's the Osborne Lights. But we know that's gone. But it was a great place to hang out. I'll give you another one that's sort of right in plain sight. And that's going over by Echo Lake. And sort of hanging out after you grab yourself maybe something at Min and Bill's Dockside Diner. There's lots of little benches right around the lake and sort of a spot where you could sort of gather your thoughts. And I like that area.
I completely agree. I was going to say Echo Lake as well.
Oh, sure. Stay away from the frozen theater side of Echo Lake.
The other side, yes.
But, yeah, definitely the other three quarters of the lake. I agree with that one, too.
I also like the courtyard there in the Chinese Theater. A lot of times it can not have anybody in there, and you can kind of go in there and see all the different handprints and signatures and things and pull yourself over to the side and have a seat and eat your popcorn and drink a little Coke or whatever.
Giggling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Whatever your choice is.
Now, I had an area that it kind of, again, it's one of those areas you've seen all the time, but who would have thought it would be a little bit of a nice little oasis or relaxing area. But as you're walking into the animation courtyard, they have that big wall that goes left and right. And to the right, there is a bench that basically goes the entire way until it hits the Brown Derby restaurant. And just in that little area there, which is kind of like a little triangle area, there's a soda and popcorn stand that's in front of it. But that area itself stays relatively calm for the majority of the day. It seems like it's just an area nobody really stops or hangs out in. So we've stopped there for like 10, 15 minutes and kind of gotten ourselves together before moving on. Before
we actually met for our scavenger hunt last year there.
Right, when we met in the mornings to give out the maps.
Which is a great area. And this past trip, I went in March, early April. We went and sat over there and just kind of chilled out for a little while because it's such a great area. There's some trees right there that kind of block the sun if it's warm out, so you can sit in the shade. That's a great area.
Oh, yeah, sure, definitely.
There's an area right, I don't know the name of the stand, but it's the ice cream stand or whatever right down by Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster.
Sure, on the left.
So right behind that. So if you take a left to go to Rock and Roller Coaster before you go underneath the car, it's right there on the left. There's a planner right there that runs the distance, and that's another good place. Again, and I'll continue this from our conversation last week. It is a smoking area, so if you don't like to be around smoke.
I don't know those areas. Yeah. I don't know those areas.
And, you know, I think you could probably go a little further and get away from the smokers, but But it is a quiet little area, and again, there's some trees there, so you can go grab a beer or a drink or something and just have a seat and kind of relax.
Cool. And while you're in that area, too, let's go on the other side by the Tower of Terror. When that kicks out at the exit down there, whole little area is really kind of nice down there. I mean, it doesn't get too crowded. The crowd keeps on moving out because they don't realize it's kind of somewhere you can hang. So, you know, another area we've stopped.
There's a great Joffrey's little coffee stand.
Yeah, that's
there
the
you
thing.
Go.
Yep, Joffrey's coffee stand. We've often pulled to the side after we've come out of Tower of Terror and I need my caffeine, and we get Joffrey's and stand there. And many times they have had the characters come out from down there when they were doing Character Palooza. And there's that gate that's down there, and they would open the gate and there would be a lot of characters down there. So
nice. Cool.
It's kind of like a surprise. You never know if it's going to happen or not. So it was always neat to stumble upon that because there was never anybody down there.
Everybody's exiting the attraction and leaving. I spent a lot of time down there with Rider Switch with my youngest, who was too short for Tower of Terror. And we just hung out in that area, and it was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I have another one, Ed, sort of in plain sight, if we can go back towards the center hub, if that's okay.
Oh,
and
sure.
That's the new outdoor lounge at the Brown Derby. There's hardly anybody over there. At least that was my experience right around spring break when I was last there. So this is a more permanent bar that's located outside of the Brown Derby. They've sort of sectioned off an area just behind where you were talking about recently where there's some tables and chairs, and you mm-hmm. can hang out right there, and there's not a lot going on, and it sort of connects around the corner to starring roles. It's a great little area right down through there.
Excellent. I do remember seeing that, and I think the bar was actually closed last time we were there, so I'm not sure. I'm sure that was just that night.
I'm really having a hard time thinking of places to gather and relax in Hollywood Studios. My favorite place is gone. It's the Writer's Stop Cafe, the Writer's Stop. I am so sad about that. I know it's still technically open because of sci-fi, but that was my favorite place in all of Hollywood Studios to pull to the side and relax. And
it used to be much nicer
snack.
Than what it was
Absolutely.
Recently.
Absolutely, Jim.
It's really gotten crowded. The past few times I've been in there, it was very, very crowded. But at one time, it was really a hidden gem, and it was not very busy at all.
When my daughter and I spent that near month at Fort Wilderness back almost 5 years ago, we would take a little bit of schoolwork and go to Writer's Stop, and she would do some schoolwork because we're homeschooled. And you know, we might be at Disney World, but we still had to study some stuff. And so we would go and sit in there, and I would drink coffee and read, and she would do, you know, a couple of little sheets of math or something that I would relate to what we were doing. So
about 6 months ago, I did a video, you know, five things that are gone forever from Hollywood Studios. And one of them was the Writer's Stop. But the Writer's Stop in the way that it used to be. And when I say the way the Writer's Stop used to be, and I love this, and it's not there now, but it's a little bit of that nostalgia coming out. There used to be couches inside there, lots of chairs, mm-hmm. and the couches were arranged around an old television set, an old console television set that looked like it was out of the 50s primetime theater, and mm-hmm. it was running Mickey Mouse cartoons, old Mickey yep. Mouse cartoons. And that was the spot to sit down and relax for a while.
Sure
and that's when it was absolutely perfect. And what happened is that TV goes away. It turns into a big flat screen. And now they're doing promos of the DVDs that they're trying to sell around it. So we sort of lost that. But let's hope there's something to replace that at some point, right?
I hope so. Oh,
sure.
I think all, you know, great. I think all those things, you know, they just have a limited life on them because – they're just hidden little gems, but eventually they're not hidden anymore.
Right.
And then it's not as nice to go to anymore. You know, when it's standing room only, it's not.
Right. And then people are arguing over the people arguing over the couches, so they just take them out.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Oh,
that's true.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. Any more ideas for Hollywood
Studios? I got a great place.
I have one more.
You got one more? I hope I don't take yours. Because if I'm just looking to relax and maybe chill for a little while, I'm going to go on the Great Movie Ride because I think that's a wonderful place to just kind of kick back at studios and relax.
Yep.
Very true.
That's not bad. And I tell you what, one of the stipulations we did say about the part one, which we fibbed a little bit. We said we weren't going to use attractions because it would just be too easy to go into the Hall of Presidents and go to sleep or go to Epcot and go to American
sure.
Experience and go to sleep. But I totally agree with the Great Movie Ride in that you are really nice and air-conditioned, and it is a good 15, 20 minutes. You're just kind of cruising around, so or maybe less than that, but you know.
I'll give you a tip about the Great Movie Ride. Make sure you do not stand up before the end of the ride, but you will get yelled at.
Good tip, Jimmy.
It wasn't me. It's somebody I know.
Oh, that's funny.
Fair enough. Okay, cool. Now, last spot I have, really, it's a nice area because it never gets crowded, and it's the area right after One Man's Dream, before you get to Toy Story Mania on the right.
Right.
Used to be the entranceway. Sure, it used to be the entranceway to Jack Sparrow's experience in Narnia way back when. Mm-hmm. So they have that little kind of alleyway back there that there's sometimes benches, there's sometimes not. But it is kind of an empty area that you could kind of just relax and kind of, again, regroup. Which, when we had the stroller and we had the kids running around, just barely walking and stuff like that, we needed those areas to regroup. Because you can't stop in the main walking pathways. Right. You'll get run over.
Interested in what's there now, Ed. Can't wait for you to give us your trip report when you get back. Because Sorcerer Mickey moved out of there.
I was going to ask. I heard that that either closed up or they had something new.
Sorcerer Mickey, along with Olaf and Minnie Mouse, have a new meet and greet location over near, let's call it near the restroom that's by Star Tours, if you know where that is.
Oh,
the
yes,
area that used to be the audition place for American Idol is now a meet and greet.
And
that it's Sorcerer Mickey, it's Minnie Mouse, and it's Olaf, which was kind of interesting.
Flavor of the month.
You got it. But that's so that area is empty. I wonder what it'll be. And you know, I know you guys talked a lot counter serve locations in part one. There's definitely a spot for ABC Commissary and or the Backlot Express when it's not mealtime. Those are great places to just sort of hang out.
Yep.
Totally agree. And again, I would have thrown that restaurant in down that used to be by the Great Movie Room. I'm sorry, by the Backlot Tour, because for some reason that restaurant never filled up, even during like lunch hour and dinner hour. Okay, well, I tell you what, we've pretty much exhausted Hollywood Studios and places we can relax. Let's move on to Animal Kingdom. Now, when we talked about Animal Kingdom a little before the show, we kind of realized that Animal Kingdom, really, there are so many areas you can find to relax that you're going to have no problem doing this. What we're going to talk about basically is going to be kind of our favorites, areas that you really didn't think were going to be that not crowded, so maybe worth the while if you needed a place to kind of relax a little bit more. And I tell you what, I'll start out right away with the trails, because you have the Pagani Trail and you have the Maharaja Trail, or whatever the tiger one is.
Maharaja Jungle Trail.
And on either of those trails, they really can't get too crowded because they're so long, and you always can find that little niche where you're going around a corner or something like that where you kind of hang out and seem like you're not like really too crowded in there. But it is a moving tour, I mean, as far as people walking past and stuff like that. But it is kind of relaxing.
Yeah, it's still quiet back there for sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Find a place to watch a tiger walk around, or it's cool.
I will say pretty much the whole area out in front of Dinosaur.
Yes, I agree. I was going to say that.
Huge area, and it's always, you can always find places to sit and relax out there.
Specifically, when you exit Dinosaur to the right side, there's that whole alleyway that used to have those McDonald's signs in it. McDonald's signs advertising dinosaurs eating other dinosaurs and different things from the exhibit.
Right.
And that whole area has benches on the left and the pathway that gets people back to where the retail store is on the right.
Yep.
So that is a great area. I was going to talk about that. Good one.
Back to Chester and Hester's Dinosaur Treasures.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. Which I cannot wait to see this area at night.
I agree with you completely.
I am really looking forward to the trip that I have coming up in that the 4 days I'm there with the kids that we've planned so far, two nights we're planning on closing Animal Kingdom. So we're really looking forward to this nighttime hour.
Did you see they had to paint the dinosaur? What is it? The big Gertie? No, Gertie's at Hollywood Studios. It kind of looks like that, though.
You mean Sue outside? The real
Sue?
One? The T-Rex?
No. The big...
Or the one on Hester and...
The one by Hester and Chester.
On the trail. Yeah.
I guess she was like this big yellow dinosaur. But right. I guess the lighting that they're going to use at night made her kind of stand out too much, so they painted her like a dark green.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
I could see that being an issue.
That'll be on
the it's fluorescent paint.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That doesn't look right.
Now, I know you rushed right back into the trails when you came in to Animal Kingdom.
And he ran past everything, didn't he?
You ran right past everything.
Yeah. Well,
but you
did, but I wanted to just rule those out.
You wanted to claim them. You wanted to claim them for yourself.
Yeah.
But the Oasis, when you come in, the Oasis right there before you ever get to the Tree of Life and Discovery Island, there are so many little caves and niches down there with the birds and those hog things that are a little randy, so you might have to explain what's going on with your children. Every time we have stopped right there to so I can adjust my camera or whatever, those hogs are being hog wild.
They're making little hogs.
Warthogs.
Yes,
warthogs.
Every single time. I don't think they're warthogs. I don't know exactly what they are, but they're very.
We've never gone in that area. We always just run
I tell you what, this is the area that's right after the turnstiles, so you're walking past this entire area on your way to get to the bridge crossing over in front of the Tree of Life. Mm-hmm. And there are so many different little pathways that go left and right and even into a couple caves that you can kind of get lost or relax, and there are some benches there. Not a lot of people do because you're walking into the park, but like Charlotte said, you're kind of getting adjusted and getting, you know, you're putting your tickets away and you're getting yourself all set for some walking.
Right.
So there's a lot of nice areas.
Many times I have come in right there, and Devon is right there.
I was just going to say, I like to look for the divine when I come in there.
Oh, I've never seen her
there. No, I've never seen her there either.
I've got the last
picture. Because you guys are running right past her.
Exactly, you're running
right
past
her. Well, because I'm running right to where I usually see her on that pathway between Africa and Asia, closer to Africa.
Yes.
I've seen her like probably four or five times right in that little area there.
Yes, right past the little, like when you take a right by those drums.
Mm-hmm. Sure, she's at the new entrance to Harambe Village now, where they have the new food place.
Yeah.
She's kind of like right before there, usually.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's there. She's there in the oasis often.
Excellent.
So.
Did not know that.
Right, and kind of Jimmy mentioned this too. As you get to the Tree of Life to continue into the park, so we go in order now. They have the pathways that go around the Tree of Life. Now, with the new way that it's organized, I haven't actually been on those paths since, because the front of the tree is a lot different than it was, where you can now go over the bridge down that pathway and get very, very close to the tree itself now.
Yeah.
And it's a really, really great picture spot, and you're going to definitely find the Disney photographers down there and things like that. So I'm not too sure exactly how the pathways are around the tree. However, before that I was sure about it, nobody realized they were there. I was there on a crowded day walking around those pathways, and there was like 6-7 people walking around down there with me. Really not crowded at all.
Because everybody was hightailing it back to the safari or Expedition Everest.
Right.
Sure.
One of those two.
Excuse me.
But that's a great spot. And you know what, Ed? That'll be so cool to see that area at night when you're there. Because that's where the activity is going to be and why it's so wide
you
open.
You could take a nap.
I don't think so. But we'll see.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take us a little bit to the right of the Tree of Life, and we're going to head to, and now I know this is counter service, blah, 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 but we are headed to Flame Tree Barbecue. And not because of the food, not because of any of that, because it looks like a counter service on the front side, but if you go down over the hillside, there is the biggest seating area with unbelievable views right up against the Discovery River that if it's not lunch, if it's not noon, it is absolutely empty. Head
Did
down there at 10 o'clock. It's beautiful.
It's a great place to sit.
That's awesome.
And it's where I took a bunch of pictures for our last photo report of the Discovery River, because I expect this to get really crowded when Rivers of Light starts to happen there.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But to show you how this looks, one of the picture that will be the picture for this show when you go to the website is going to be from that location, because I think it's that beautiful. And
awesome.
Wide open.
Great.
Yeah. Very cool. So now, yeah, I could see that being like the new UK of Epcot for the fireworks, for Illuminations.
Exactly.
Where you're going to have the riverside seats.
Well,
and
their riverside
like that.
Seats that I see people spoken out early, just like over at the UK. You're right, Ed.
I wonder if they'll control that.
Well, yeah, and you have to wonder, too, because
dessert
right, all
party.
The seating all
right.
faces the other direction, though. But I'm with you there, Charlotte and Jimmy. Dessert party. If they can monetize it, they will. But, I mean, that let's face it, that's exactly what's going on at Walt Disney World.
Sure.
Right.
But the seats all face towards that location, so I don't know if you're going to be in the back of something. I don't know. Time will tell once we see it.
What about...
Ed's gonna report back.
Right. Well, it's kind of exciting being able to now learn something new. It's awesome being able to try to figure this out now and get the best way to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But it's definitely a great little place down there. The first trip that we took as a family, we brought a picnic in and went down there and ate.
That's where
because I had researched, and we ended up watching an alligator get pulled out.
Oh, nice!
Water there. And
I see that happening down there.
My son was in high school then, and he still remembers it. He talks about it because the cast member, I guess he was more of an animal person instead of a attractions cast member, and he let Jordan help him tape up the mouth and everything. It was, I mean, it was a really, it was a great learning experience. And that probably was one of the reasons that Animal Kingdom, you know, shot to the top of my list of parks. Awesome. Because
I was going to say, there's a difference between Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom. Animal Kingdom, if they find an alligator, they're real careful. They tape his mouth shut. They take him back and put him someplace. Over at Magic Kingdom, they hook him and drag him out as fast as they can.
Yeah.
Oh, but I totally understand the memory and why you
it's
like
awesome.
The park.
Yeah,
park.
Yeah, it's
that makes sense.
It was very cool, and there was a lot of kids and adults around that had good questions, and that the cast member was definitely giving them really good answers, and I loved that because I love learning, and
mm-hmm. very cool.
Wonderful.
So I would say another great one is over at Rafiki's Planet Watch. And pretty much the whole place is you could probably find.
Oh, yeah.
if
nothing else, the train ride there and back. Don't even get off the train.
Don't get off the train. That's what I would suggest.
Yeah, but even if you get off the train, and I mean that whole area is just not very crowded. I mean, there's that long pathway that you walk to get to it. There's some benches and stuff along there, and it's always pretty quiet back there.
Consider it close to like the Pagani Trail, where you have things to do on even the pathway from the train to get to the main building.
Sure.
And it's, you know, you do get pretty much by yourself after not too long.
Yeah.
But it is a little commitment getting out there and back.
Yeah. It is, but it's a great train ride.
Oh, it is. It's awesome. You get to see on the way back, you get to see all the areas where they keep the animals at night and stuff, which is pretty cool.
Yep. Backstage stuff.
Yeah.
Yep,
the only place that drives me nuts back there is that darn petting zoo that they have. I've never
but
seen
the
children.
Petting zoo doesn't drive you nuts. Your kids
just don't look
being
at it.
At the
it's my kids wanting to go in there.
The petting zoo didn't do you anything wrong. It's your kids once they get to the petting zoo.
So let me just
watch the animals eat the maps. That happens occasionally. They'll take the map right out of your hand and eat it.
The goats, sure.
So let's just address this properly and say you're basically taking your kids to $114 a day petting zoo.
Right.
So there's lies my issue, Ed. There you go.
I tell you what, tied to this, they have straws back at the Animal Kingdom. They've had them, I guess, for like 6 or 7 years now. But that was one of the things that always struck me in the right beginning when it opened. They never had straws. They were figuring people were going to be dumping straws and the animals would be eating them.
They're still paper.
So,
really cool. I don't drink my Animal Kingdom ale with the straw, so I'm good. Is that what it's called? Safari Lager? What's it called over there, Jimmy?
I don't know.
I thought it was Safari Lager.
Safari Lager, that's it. Because you can only get it at Animal Kingdom at Disney.
I don't make it long enough at Animal Kingdom to have a beer.
No, you can get it elsewhere now, but they just don't like to say that out loud. But there's a couple
that's
bars
right.
now.
That's right, they had it at...
yeah, that's what I'm saying. We definitely saw it somewhere else.
We saw it in Food & Wine. Yeah,
anyway.
I know we said we weren't going to talk about attractions, but it just has to be said that...
Everest. I know, Everest.
Yes, I was thinking
that's
that
one. That's so relaxing. No, there are three wonderful shows going on in Animal Kingdom that are great relaxation.
Lion King, you can't make that. They make you do stuff in there, so that's not relaxing.
And there's no seat backs.
There's no seat
they make
backs.
You, they make relaxing. You cheer, and you got to do the, like, the cheer for your animals section. And
okay, maybe not. Maybe not as much as the Nemo show. Nemo is very good.
Yeah.
But the bird show, I think, is a wonderful place to sit down and relax and eat a turkey leg.
Eat a turkey leg in the bird show. That's funny.
We actually make that. I know, that is really kind of against the whole thing. But we actually hit the bird show almost every time at the Animal Kingdom because it is a very relaxing, very good show of live animals, and that's what the park's about. Yep. I mean, it's great.
I've had a magical moment there 3 times, and it has always been the same thing where I got to go up on stage and have the owl fly to me.
Oh, cool.
Take your dollar? Is that the trick?
Yep.
Or no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that one. And so that's always – I just love that show. It just makes me so happy. So it's a very nice way to catch your breath and, you know.
Excellent.
Sit to the...
A quick footnote about that one was the when the Adventurers Club shut down over at Downtown Disney, they had a lot of the actors were spread out over the different parks, and one of the guys ended up there as the tour guide. And he was there for a couple years as we went back and saw him, and he was great.
Very nice.
One of the areas I like, and, you know, I don't know if it's relaxing or just more fun, is over by Cali River Rapids, where they have the little water guns that you can shoot the people. You know, there's the bridge, and you kind of shoot the people passing by.
That's fun. That's fun. That's making enemies 101.
But it's fun. I mean, it's a great place. Just the, you know what? If you just want
to
take a few minutes and
be relaxing,
yeah.
Sit back and relax. Jimmy's got a gun and he's shooting people that are.
Yeah,
on
it's
the,
fun.
On the right.
It's so fun. It's so fun. Maybe there's when they don't see it coming and it hits them. It's so fun.
That is such a good area because you can wait for the people coming off of Cali River Rapids. I stood there. There's a couple of benches, and my daughters went to the guns to shoot, and I stayed at the bench with my granddaughter because she was asleep in the stroller. And so I was far enough away from the bridge that it was quiet, and there was not a lot of people coming by.
And you're not making enemies.
And I'm not making enemies. Right. And my daughters were over by the bridge shooting, waiting for their brother to come by. So, yeah, it suited both of us. Awesome. Yeah.
Nice. That's cool.
That was a good place.
Okay, well, very cool. So we have some really great locations in Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios where you can kind of go relax, charge your batteries for a couple minutes, basically places in the park where you really don't have to think too much for a little while. And what we're going to do now is we each picked a resort that, and I tell you what, the beginning premise was, what are you going to do to recharge your batteries without going back to your resort? Well, we're going to talk about other resorts because being Disney nerds, we do realize that going around and doing some resort hopping can be a really fun thing to do. And when you're in a park like Epcot and the Magic Kingdom, and to a certain extent Animal Kingdom, and you could pretty much get to a hotel relatively quickly. That's not your hotel. Disney lets you do it. They want you to go to the other hotels to maybe kind of cruise around and book that hotel the next time. So we have a couple different locations that are really cool to look for. Figure it takes about maybe an hour or two out of your day. But if you're down there for a couple days and need a break, this could be it. Who wants to start?
I'll go first.
Go for it.
This one you could go to, you know, Port Orleans, Riverside or French Quarter, doesn't matter. But over there, there's the little fishing hole. And for a couple bucks, you can rent a little cane pole and some bait. And just, you know, it's just all catch and release, but you can just sit back over there with a cane pole and catch a couple fish. And it's kind of a great place just to get away. And you almost feel like you're not even in Disney, really.
Nice. Is there a cast member watching you catch fish over there?
I don't think they watch you catch the fish. No, they man the little booth.
Right, that you have to walk past. You can't take that's a lunch out of there, if that's what you're thinking.
Right.
Kind of. Because you know somebody's going to try.
Oh, right.
Not
no,
to say
no,
that
no,
I am
no.
going to, but you know somebody will. Very cool. That's a nice place. Okay, who else has got one?
So, my favorite place to go and relax would be Fort Wilderness.
No, say it ain't so.
Really.
And we did touched on this a little bit with part one, but yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Take the boat over from Magic Kingdom. Even if I'm not staying at the fort, I will often go over there to just walk around, hang out on the beach, or go, you know, say hi to the horses. Mm-hmm. There's so many different relaxing things to do. And there is a walkway, a trail that goes from Fort Wilderness to Wilderness Lodge, which is a nice, you know, 15 to 20 minute little walk, but it gets you into some nature and away from all the concrete and people, and you're very likely to see deer or turkey and things like that. And we do that a lot. We'll go from either Wilderness Lodge and walk over to the fort using the trail, or vice versa, and then take the boat back to Magic Kingdom, depending on which resort we end up at.
Do the horses tell you hey back?
Yeah,
sometimes. It is Disney.
It is Disney. Well, you know, a lot of those horses are what they use for the parades and the things like that. And the Headless Horseman's horse is there.
That's cool.
So you get to go visit him. So it's very cool. Mm-hmm.
Can you still ride the horses over there?
Yeah, there are some that you can still ride. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Nice. That's a good spot. Now, I tell you what, I'll take my shot now because you kind of led into it. One of the really fun educational historical times I had was actually going over to the Wilderness Lodge. It was one of my first solo trips down to the parks, and I really didn't have to worry about embarrassing myself by telling somebody I wanted to go do this. Well, there's no embarrassment involved. over at the Wilderness Lodge, in the DVC part of the lodge, they have what they call the train room. This is a really, really cool room, very well upholstered, a lot of couches, a lot of chairs. But what's great about it, it's all about Walt's love of trains. So you've got a lot of artwork, a lot of photographs, a lot of documentation in there. And you've actually got, I believe it was one, if not two, of Walt's actual trains from his backyard way back when in Hollywood or California.
So.
Yeah. And it's really good. They have a really cool fireplace in there that has a really nice artistic train grate to it that's kind of colorized. I don't think it's really, you know, pumping out real heat. But very, very cool. Very, very nice area. Plus, what was also cool, the bonus of this, you got to see the Wilderness Lodge DVC area. And if you like the main lobby, you have a kind of an idea of what this place looks like, too. Very, very big and expansive.
Nice.
So, definitely recommend it. I ended up, for this trip, I ended up taking the bus from, I think it was one of the parks I was in, either probably Hollywood Studios or somewhere, and then I ended up going to the Magic Kingdom afterwards, because that was my plan anyway.
So, did you boat to the Magic Kingdom?
Yes. So it was really cool because then I got to walk through the rest of the resort, down, follow the river down past the pool and the geysers, down to where the dock was for the boat. So it was a nice little exploration of the Wilderness Lodge. Really fun.
Very cool.
And you know,
take a trip over there. I've never been there.
I was going to say the same thing, Jimmy. I've never been there, and I hear so much about it. And it just goes to the good old leaving a park to go to a hotel, you have to have multiple days and you have to be looking for a way out of it. Because in my spot, the same thing happens. Because, as you guys all know, I'm over at Epcot. And I'm coming around past the United Kingdom and I'm looking for a place to relax. And there's so many places right there in Epcot where you can do it. But one that you might not have thought of would be to sneak out of the International Gateway, which takes you essentially right to a spot where if you go to the left, you're at the Boardwalk Hotel, and if you go to the right, you're at the Yacht and Beach Club. And it's awesome to be able to pick one of those two to just sort of check out. Maybe it's go to the Yacht and Beach Club, head into check out the sand bottom swimming pool. You can't get in, but you can look at it, and you can grab something over there, maybe a kitchen sink. Jimmy, do you want to go with me sometime? At Beaches and Cream, which is the 32 scoop. I want to do that with you sometime. We'll get a video of them making it for us, which will be awesome.
Let's do that one day in October.
I'm going to hold you to that. So that's a wonderful area where you can check things out. And that's a DVC resort as well. And there's a wonderful lobby, and the theming's incredible. You can even jump on a boat right there. You can get one of those little Sea Rays and take the Sea Ray around that little lagoon and buzz all the way down the Hollywood Studios and back. That's a cool afternoon if you're looking for a way to just kind of get away a little bit. And over at the Boardwalk, there's ESPN Club if you need to grab a score, which I have done many times walking around World Showcase, sort of jump out, head to ESPN, come back, and lots of activities happening there as well. So two great places to hit.
Awesome. Definitely sounds great.
It's hard to leave to do that, right?
Well, that's always the problem.
It is.
You are right where you have to really be on one of those extended trips where you're there for more than a couple of days. But it's always great to have those options. And it's always cool to see everybody's level of relaxation, too. So there's so many different ways you can go. It's great. Okay, well, I tell you what, guys. We're done for this week. I hope you liked some of those ideas we threw at you. And if you have a chance down in the parks to check them out, we want you to let us know. Or better yet, let us know some of the places we missed. Because I'm always looking for something new. And I know these guys are, too.
Absolutely.
So, Jimmy, tell us where they can send this stuff.
They can email us at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com, the Facebook page, the Disney Nerds Podcast, the Facebook group, Disney Nerds, it's all caps, 19,000 members, on Twitter, at the Disney Nerds, Instagram, at the Disney Nerds Podcast.
Okay, great. Well, again, guys, thanks for listening. Without you, we really can't do this show. So, for Jimmy, Charlotte, Sam, this is Ed. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Quiet rainy.
Just keep swimming.
Congaloosh.
Blah, 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 blah.
Keep that in.
If you would like to join our jamboree, then... there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your